From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, May 15th at 8:55, and we have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Thank you for having me. We have mostly lower markets here in early trade on this dreary Friday morning after some rains rolled through the area. July corn down 8 cents at 459.5. The new crop December contract down 6¾ at 484.5, and July soybeans down 6¾ at 1186.25. November new crop soybeans down 3¼ at 1135.5. July wheat down sharply, down 16¾ at 641.25. And next year, July 27, been watching that pretty closely, down 12 cents at 696. Overnight trade beans were down 12 cents, and now they're only down 6. So they did rally here at the day trade open on the soybean market. Looking at equities, Dow Jones last check down 503 points at 49,559. And June WTI oil up $2.38 at 103.55. The strait continues to be closed to traffic, continues to be a big thorn in the side to the global energy trade flows, of course, and the broader economy as well. Trump flies home from Beijing here after the trip. He had a warm welcome. The markets are really down sharply, specifically in the ag space, just due to lack of confirmation, lack of really dialogue or any sticker shock type agreements for like China to buy other things like corn and some other things that would really be not on the trade's radar. It's more of a confirmation visit. They met the commitment of 12 million metric tons of old crop soybeans were in fact purchased. And it sounds like the 25 million metric ton agreement that was widely telegraphed a few months ago is on track. And so that's, no news is bearish, I guess is how the funds have interpreted that. So that's what we're seeing here with the Beijing visit. No fresh headlines to really push this market up further. USDA did announce a flash sale of soybean meal this morning to Italy, 155,000 metric tons. Locally, we've had a really great week for planting progress. Still some stragglers out there in some fields that have struggled to get dried out, believe it or not. And now we got another 3 or 4 tents here this morning. So there's, call the area 80% complete, something like that. Several guys did get wrapped up, but there's still some planting to be done in our listening area right now, Kimberly. 7-day preset map offers rains, heavier rains for Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and then the Mid-South, Arkansas, parts of Oklahoma, and eastern Texas as well. Severe storms are expected also on Sunday. So poor Nebraska, they have been very, very dry. Those folks are very concerned about their crop, and the only way they'll get precipitation is going to be with a severe storm. And that is life and farming in the state of Nebraska. I think some big questions right now with the funds selling recently held long positions is the key question, are the highs in on the new crop marketing? The December contract right now, the high thus far was on May 13th, a few days ago, at 506.5, and May 13th as well on the November soybean contract at 1214. I would say historically, that's a very average, normal time of year to peak the marketplace. As funds have built length, we're in that seasonal best time of year to get that high price. And, we've seen producers largely advance sales here, especially as they gain a little confidence with planting this crop. So the signals are there for, a better marketing opportunity than a lot of these other phone calls, Kimberly. A lot of these other times funds are really short right now. They're estimated to be long 345,000 contracts. This investor crowd in soybeans long 214,000. So they've trimmed back some of that length last 2 days, but it's still a very hefty long position. Again, severe storms out west and even tonight in Iowa. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. And hopefully there's no hard precipitation, in the form of hail, of course. Hopefully none of that stuff, Kimberly. So I hope everyone has a great weekend and we'll talk again next Friday.
Thanks so much, Danny. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.